Hello, everyone. My name's Andrew Engel. I'm studying psychology here at Berkeley. About to graduate. Really excited. I guess that goes without saying. But I'd really, before we get started, like to thank my mom and my dad for being here today, my girlfriend Gina, and members of my fraternity. Way to go, boys. Thanks for coming out and supporting me. Yeah, they did it. They made it at 10. I'm usually not even awake at this point, and I don't think they are either, so this is a big step for us. So I'm really excited here to share what Cal has meant to me and my faith. It's been a great time here, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been a really big time of growth for me, and the one thing that really strikes me as I'm leaving Cal is that God has worked and continues to work through things that I don't really understand when they happen, and I often don't initially like a lot of discomfort to really change my life and to grow my faith. I guess to understand that, you need to know a little bit about my background. I am from the far-off land of Concord, California, out in the East Bay. Oh, man, half an hour drive to get here. Ooh, man, that's tough. But it really is a different world here than over in the suburbs. I was shocked. I thought, oh, I'm staying home. This is going to be great. And I got here, and I was like, whoa, this is not home. So it feels like home now, but it definitely didn't when I first got here. But yeah, it's been quite a trip. I transferred here, so before I was here, I lived in the same room for 21 years. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for putting up with me for that long. I'm sure it required a lot of patience. I have a lot of energy, and I really thank you for putting up with me for that long. Yeah, I went to community college. That was a bit of a trying time, but we'll get there in a second. Before that, I attended Christian schools all the way from preschool through high school. Went to a local church over in Clayton, California, small town, really quaint, really different from here, much, much smaller. No building. We met at a junior high school, multi-use room, and it was a really great church, and it was really fun, and I miss it sometimes, but I do feel at home here, so I've been lucky to have two places to call home in my life, at least church-wise. After I left Christian schools, I kind of had an attitude that I really didn't have a whole lot left to learn in the faith because I'd just been bombarded with it. I mean, I was getting Bible classes every year. It was mandatory. You were in Bible. You were learning something. There are chapels every week you had to go to. And so I was getting a lot of knowledge, a lot of things coming into me. And I really left with a prideful attitude thinking that, you know, there's not a whole lot left to teach me. And God really broke that down quite quickly after leaving high school. I went to community college, and I did that for several reasons. It was really nice financially, but I think part of me was really ready to go, so that was tough. The first thing that was really, I guess, tough about being at community college was that it took me a little longer than I would have liked to transfer. It took me 3 years instead of two. God really showed me what that meant. First day I was on the Cal campus, I just knew that I was in the right spot for me, so that was quickly redeemed and changed in my eyes. But the second thing, I guess, was that one of the reasons I stayed at community college, or stayed home, was that I had a girlfriend at the time, and I wanted to stay a little close. But then when she went to UCLA, we broke up. That was really, really tough to deal with, and I had another year at home, and I was just like, I am alone here. So that was really tough. I definitely felt very lonely that last year of community college, and I wasn't sure what I was doing until some guy walked into my philosophy class with a Cal t-shirt on and said, hey, you should apply to Cal, and he had the floor, and I was like, whoa. I never thought of myself as someone who could get into Cal. I never thought of myself as that good a student, but I applied, and it was great. That was the best decision I've made, maybe in my life, besides, you know, Christ. That's more important, obviously. I guess the last thing that was really trying and during community college is that my family ended up leaving the church I had grown up in, and for me, I wanted to stay, but it was a little bit different. I had kind of seen the political side of the church, and that left me a little jaded towards going to church just because it was tough to see that, you know, your pastor is a human person, I guess. It was really kind of like one of those, like, oh, the boat's rocking, what's going on here kind of moments. And so I definitely wanted to stay only because I had a little bit of time left, and I didn't really want the job of searching for a new church in my new area when I knew I was going somewhere else. It would have been really tough to find a home and be like, oh, see you later, guys, you know. That wouldn't have worked. But unfortunately, that experience left me a little bit jaded with church. So that's where I was coming to Cal. I remember getting into Cal and being very, very excited. I mean, I come from a family where three of my uncles were Cal students, and my grandmother worked in the psychology department, where I ended up, coincidentally enough. None of the professors are the same, and I usually have that conversation with her about three times a year, whereas, sorry, Grandma, I don't know any of the people you're talking about, but, you know, I'm sure it's still the same. Yeah, that happens quite a bit, but... Yeah, I've been really grateful to be here. I mean, when I got in, I was jumping around the house like Cal won the Rose Bowl. it was a good moment. And when I got here, I knew that I wanted to go to church. I wasn't sure how involved I wanted to be. I still had that kind of sense of oh no, if you get too involved, bad things could happen kind of attitude coming to Cal. So God had to kind of take a roundabout route to get me back involved in fellowship and worship. I was attending here at least one service a week, either the 1127 or the 505, because I could sleep a little bit more for those, I guess. But I wasn't really connected yet. Interestingly enough, first week of classes, I got a Facebook message from my ex-girlfriend who went to UCLA about possibly joining a fraternity called Alpha Gamma Omega, and I remember seeing the message and saying, yeah, right, like a fraternity, sure, yeah, give me a break. But I got suckered into going to one recruitment event, just one. I went to the very last one because, hey, who doesn't want to play broom ball, right? You're running around ice playing a fun game. That sounded like fun to me. So I went. They tricked me into signing their little application of joining, and I was like, oh, no, what does this mean? I had no idea what was going on. But next thing I know, I'm pledging the fraternity, and I'm really getting to know guys who I think, I know, hopefully, will be lifelong friends, and God really used that to bring me back to a place of fellowship that I had really missed since my high school days when I had a youth group and when I had a school where everyone around me was in fellowship with me. He really used the fraternity to bring me back to a place where I was growing with other people as opposed to just kind of doing my own thing, which I think a lot of us know if you're trying to do your own thing in the faith, it's not going to go very far, usually. So that was AGO. Another good thing that happened at AGO was I was lucky enough to attend a date event with their sister sorority, and I met my girlfriend there, and that was a really good thing. So thank you, AGO, again. she's been a great source of support for me, and I wouldn't trade that for the world either. So AGO really helped me connect here as well. A lot of our guys attend this church, so they've been really connected here, and they got me to go to Focus for the first time, and I think without them, I never would have gotten connected to Nick or to other guys here and other people here. I wouldn't have really felt like this church was home without those people able to transition me in, and that's been a really big part of my life, and I really value that. I guess since then, God's really shown me that being in fellowship and being in a place of community worship, like a church, is very important. And just because that people are in it and things might get messy sometimes, it doesn't mean you need to give up on it. It means that you need to, you know, either find a new place or find a way to work with people. And that's just been an invaluable experience that I'm never going to forget. And I just really enjoyed being here at First Pres, being able to call this home. I've really grown in my faith. I've met new and really wonderful friends. And I've just really had an amazingly fun time here at Cal, whether it's going to football games, you know, just hanging out day to day. It's just been the most fun time I've ever had in my life. So I don't know if there's any kids in here, but, you know, think about it. it's just been the most fulfilling, fun, amazing experience that I've ever had, and it's only been 2 years, and, you know, part of me, just a very small part, wants to maybe skip a final and just, you know, come back another semester maybe, but I don't think my parents would be too happy about that. That's like, what, $7,000 down the drain, so I don't think that's going to fly, is it, Mom and Dad? I don't know. But I've really enjoyed my time here, and I really think the one thing that I've taken out is that God uses events and things that happen in your life, difficult or not, and things that maybe you don't want to happen to you, to lead you closer to Him. And as I leave Cal, I know that if I trust Him and be patient, He will continue in His work in my life. And every hardship, every joy, every pain, everything that happens to me will eventually be used for my good. And he's not leaving me out here. He doesn't really ever leave. He just wants to show me something. Even in the midst of tough times, there's something to learn. There's something to grow in. But other than that, I've been really proud to call First Pres home in my short time here. It's been great. I love how connected this church is, both globally and in the community, and it's just been a great example to me and something I'm really going to take on. So thank you for being such a really involved church in the community. It's a very good example to me, and I really appreciate it. And other than that, thank you for listening to me. I really enjoyed being here and sharing with you. And God bless you, and thank you for hearing.